good. Man, I can feel him in the house tonight. Can you feel him in the house tonight? Man, I tell you, that worship tonight was phenomenal. I tell you, you know, the enemy tries to come in and just, he tries to just steal our peace. How many of you know that the God we serve is greater? Amen. I feel God's spirit in the house tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, may these words not be my words, but that may they be your words tonight. May you bring clarity and clarity to these young kids' minds. Lord, have your way in this service tonight. Use me as just a simple vessel to bring forth your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's dig right into God's word tonight. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. Let's go to Isaiah 5. Verse number 20. It says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Say sight tonight once, guys. Sight. All right, you guys may be seated tonight. You know, I read that scripture, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." Because the truth of the matter is that we're living in a society right now that, it's just foggy. You know? It seems like your generation has never face the things that are like my generation has not faced the things that your generation has faced, right? So you go to school every day with leadership and people telling you what is right and what is true that is a lie, right? So when you go into school and you hear boys can be girls and girls can be boys and you can be a cat or a dog or you can be whatever you want, right? You can be transgender and you can be all this stuff, and they teach this stuff in schools like it's okay, right? And they put this propaganda in your kids' ears, and basically what they're doing is they're fogging your mind. They're fogging your mind to give you a false representation on what is true, what is holy, what is pure, what is true. And the reason why they do that is because they know that if they can clutter your mind with false teachings, they know that you yourself will be like them, that's saying, you know, I don't know really what's sure is good, is what's evil is good, or what is good is evil. You know, we look at a day now where Christianity is under attack, period. You know, Sunday, I preached here Sunday on the rapture. And when Jesus returns, I mean, I got to say, children, you know, it might not be a Wednesday night sermon, but the truth of the matter is that I believe that we're living in the last days. And I believe that you kids need to be ready as well as the adults, right? Any one of you that are over the age of 12 years old, right? That should be about every single one of you in here because we dismiss the little kids, right? So you are at the age of accountability. Now, anybody know what the age of accountability means? Right? The age of accountability simply means that you're at the age to decipher what's right and what's wrong. Right? You're at the age to be able to say what is good and what is evil. Now, what you as a young generation has to do is you have to know the truth. You have to have clear instructions on what the truth is. How many knows where to get the truth from? The Bible. The B-I-B-L-E, right? Because that is the one truth that will stand true forever and ever and ever and ever. You see, I thought about fog just a little bit. Fog. And how fog clouds your vision. How many of you ever drove in a cloud of fog before with your mom and dads? I know that most of you in here aren't drivers, right? But you've been in the car when your mom and dad, they start grabbing the steering wheel and they get white knuckled, right? And they're driving because why? Because it's foggy. Now, do you realize that even a square mile of fog that sets in, and it's famous for down in this valley because we're right by the river, right? So do you realize that that little bit of fog that comes in, do you realize that it only amounts to about a cup of water? One cup of water for a square mile of fog. The definition of fog is simply a thick cloud of tiny water vapors suspended in the atmosphere. And they obscure and restrict your visibility. Right? Also, the definition of fog is something that obscures and confuses a situation or a thought process. Do you hear me, young kids? It's a fog. That's what the enemy has come to do, is to fog your mind. How many of you know that 99% of the truth is what? Still a lie. Maybe close, but 99% of the truth is still a lie. That's why it's important for you guys to know your Bible, right? Because what happens when you're driving in a fog cloud? It restricts your visibility, right? If you guys are riding in a car and a fog comes in, it sets in, it restricts your visibility. You can't see very far in front of you, right? Now, what happens in life when the enemy tries to fog and obscure your definition of what is truth? Because that's what he's doing. He's trying to fog and obscure your guys' definition of what is truth. Now, it's my job, it's April's job, it's Wayne's job, it's this music team's job tonight, every Wednesday night, every Sunday, to come in and usher in the unadulterated word of God. Why? Because you need to know what is truth. And when you know what is truth, you can move forward in faith, even when you can't see in front of you. Even when things and circumstances look foggy, where you can't judge what's in front of you. Hey, I'm the first one to say we are living in uncertain times, right? We're living in a season and a time right now where things are uncertain. But we don't live in fear. We move forward. Even in faith, we move forward, right? Even in uncertain circumstances. And this word may not be just for you kids. Right? It may be for the adults in the house that's facing uncertain circumstances in times that they're looking out in front of them, and the long-range vision of what they thought was clear is now become obscured, and they're saying, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, when Lorena, I got the right family. When Lorena stood up this morning, or this the first beginning of service, and said, pray for the strike. I'll get it right here. Pray for the strike because it's affecting the work, right? What she's facing is uncertain circumstances, right? The future of her job is looking grim, right? It's looking like things may not be clear as what they were. You know, when you rely on that paycheck every month to come in, and you're thinking and you're seeing what's happening around you, and you're thinking, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, right? Because you're looking at everything else, and your long-range foresight has now become cloudy. So at that point, we as Christians have to say, you know what? We don't live in that. We operate by what? Faith. We live and operate in faith. Why? Because do you realize the definition of faith? You know, our future may look, you know, uncertain, right? The future may look uncertain, but that doesn't leave us in fear because we operate in faith. You know, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things what? Not seen. The devil wants to cloud your mind and your vision for your future. He's come to attack that vision of your future. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the world were formed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and by he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. It was by faith. For before his translation, he had his testimony that he pleased God. You see, he pleased God. By faith, we operate by faith, right? We may not know what tomorrow holds, but we operate in faith in Jesus Christ, right? It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How do you face tomorrow in uncertain circumstances? By faith. By faith. You know, I was studying for this message, I come across the story of a family going hiking in the mountains, and they had couple sons and a dad, and he was hiking up in the mountains, and the quick fog clouds set in, and the sun ran up the hill into the mountains, and the quick fog cloud come in and set in, and it obscured this little boy. He's 12 years old. It obscured his vision to the point where he stood up there and he thought, man, if I could just find my dad, I'd be fine. Right? If I could just get back to my father, I would be fine. I wouldn't have any troubles. And how many of you know that he told his friend, he said, hey, I'm going to go down and I'm going to find my dad. And he went down the mountain, and because of the fog, it obscured his path to the point where he was left in the wilderness for 9 days looking for his father. Searched all over. Could not find him in the dense fog. How many of you ever been lost before? Right? I know a lot of us guys, we don't like to admit it, but we've been lost before, right? We've been lost. Whether it's in the woods or whether it's, you know, on driving and you don't know where you're at, you've been lost, right? Well, this little boy got lost and he went on this journey to try to find his dad, his father. He did everything he could. Finally, 9 days later, he had a little bit of skills in him that he walked down and found this path, and the fog was so thick because he couldn't see where he was going. But he found this path that led down by the river, and he went down, and he finally made it to a town where he could get some help. 9 days later, 34 miles away. That's a true story. That is far. Now, the enemy comes to cloud your vision, to get you lost. How many of you know, if we can just make it back to the Father, we're going to be okay? If we can just make it back to Jesus, we'll be okay. And that little boy, when he was rescued, you know what he said? He said, "If I could just make it back to my father, I would be fine." 34 miles, he wandered, taking steps, walking through the wilderness, night after night, cold setting in, lost in the wilderness, scared. 34 miles, he was found. How many of you know that Jesus Christ can find us right where we're at? Even when we get off track, even when our path that we go on gets obscured by the devil's fog, right? But by faith, we see the future. It says, so, Romans 10, verse number 17. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have thy not heard? Yes, very. Thy sound went unto all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. You know, by faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, it was funny how the first set of that talked about faith, walking in faith, and not by what? Not by sight. You know, it didn't say that faith cometh by sight. It says faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So how many of you know when you're facing when you're facing uncertainties, I'll get it right tonight. It's been a long day. I worked hard today. When you're facing uncertainties, we have to walk by faith and listening to what the word of God says. Not by sight, but by faith. By hearing the word of God. How can you unfog your mind? By hearing the word of God. That's why it's important that every Wednesday night that you guys come out, right? And you hear the word of God. James 2:14 says, what do it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brethren or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye gave them not those things which are needful to the body, that do it at profit. What do it at profit? Even so, faith, if it has not works, it is dead, being alone. Right? Our faith in Jesus Christ should have some action to it. You know, I have a sign in my bathroom that says, faith is taking the next step even when you can't see the whole staircase. Oh, man, it shut off. You see, the enemy comes to cloud your vision of what is right or what's wrong, to create a fog around you. Must have shut off. I hate the devil. The enemy wants to fog your mind to the point where you don't know what's clear. But we have to walk by faith. And we have to listen to God's word enough to be able to take the steps even when we can't see the whole staircase. Even when we don't know what the future holds. Even if we don't know what tomorrow brings, right? We've got to be able to say, Lord, I'm walking by faith. I'm taking the next step in faith, knowing that, oh, it's going to work. Even when the enemy comes to says, your mind, you see that little bit of fog, there ain't even a cup of water in that fog machine. Not even a cup. But I promise you, if I ran this fog machine long enough, you would not even be able to see me standing in this pulpit. It's not even a cup of water. Don't have much. Tonight, are you walking by faith, listening to the word of God? Are you listening to when he speaks? Are you saying, Lord, I'll follow you. I'll listen. I'll be obedient. Yeah, things might not be real clear right now. My school may not be operating real clear right now. But I know where I stand. I know the beliefs that I believe. I know what is true and what is holy, what is pure. And no matter what, I'll take a step in faith, even in the midst of the fog, when you can't see what the future holds. Let's come to this altar tonight. Let's ask God to come in. I have a lot more notes, but Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, I ask tonight that you bring clarity to this generation of young kids' minds. Lord, I pray tonight that you bring clarity. Lord, allow their vision to be clear. Lord, allow them to walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, as they walk this journey through their schools, may they be leaders in their right. Lord, may you move in a mighty way for them. Lord, I pray that these young kids here tonight will be able to see through the fog of the enemy, to know what is true and holy, to live their life with clear principles and clear teachings, to step out of the fog and live in faith. Lord, have your way tonight.